Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The school in Malden that punished two African-American students for wearing hair extensions and created controversy in so doing has put its ban on certain hairstyles on hold, at least for the rest of the year. The decision was made at an emergency meeting last night. WBUR's Simone Rios was there.
Dozens of protesters gathered at the start of the Board of Trustees meeting of the Mystic Valley Regional Charter School, calling on the board to end what they call a racist ban on hairstyles including extensions and hairdos more than 2 inches in height. The board began its meeting and went immediately into executive session, discussing in private for 3 hours before Interim Director Alexander Dan emerged.
The Mystic Valley Regional Charter School Board of Trustees unanimously voted tonight to suspend the hair section of the uniform policy for the remainder of the school year. The school will continue to work with the Attorney General's office to ensure that the uniform policy reflects our longstanding commitment to the rights of all of our students.
The about-face comes 2 days after Attorney General Maura Healey asked the school to immediately end its ban on hairstyles she said illegally singled out students of color. Deanna Cook is one of the twin girls who was given detention for defying the hair policy. After the meeting started, she said she was upset the board met in private.
That was like a punch to the gut. The fact that they couldn't even face us, just trying to, we were all sitting here, we weren't even chanting before they just got up and left. And that made me really angry. The fact, it just kind of put a face to what all was happening to see really who's the one doing this. And I got to see all their faces right in front of me.
Last night's protests against the policy received support of groups ranging from the American Civil Liberties Union to the Anti-Defamation League. Colleen Cook is the mother of the adopted 15-year-old twins. She applauds the charter school suspending its hair ban, but she wants to know whether all the hours of accrued detention will be wiped away.
So I think we still have a long road to go, but I'm glad. I think what we did meet is that no more discipline and punishments will come to any girls. And if they do, hopefully we'll have recourse.
Cook says she doesn't currently have plans to take legal action against Mystic Valley Regional Charter School. But she wants to know how school officials will make up to the girls for all the school activities they missed as a result of the hair policy. Cook also wants to see more diversity among teachers and administrators at the Malden Charter School. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.